is Steve Spangler Science Morning. And did you know our science guy is also an author? He's got a new book out, Naked Eggs, you see it there, and Flying Potatoes, unforgettable experiments that make science fun. And this morning he's got a great example of that, which you can also find in the book.
You've done a lot of these, which is a nice thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't put things in here like when I come in here and we blow you up with liquid nitrogen. It's just so hard, you know, for a parent at home to go get the liquid nitrogen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That so blow up their children.
You're right.
I understand.
So you have to, yeah, thank you, I'm sure. We'll just get the email from this now. So the situation is I wanted to find some experiments that were easy for moms and dads to do, but always could take it one step further, because I always hated it when you were done with it and it was, well, what do you do next? So you've got to be able to always take it to that next level, and that's what makes you nervous, is taking it to that next level. All right, so you ready? So we're going to do the famous egg drop. So you need a glass of water, and on the in the object here, here, pick an egg. You have to pick. It's like good luck.
Okay.
That's the one I would have picked. That's perfect, all right?
Great.
Now, the object is to get the egg into the glass of water. And I could have, no, that's totally cheating. So here's, I'm going to make it harder.
Okay.
So the pie pan goes on top like this. Got it?
Yeah.
And now, here's what you're going to do. If you were to put this here, you could just like hit it like, see how it rolls?
Yeah.
So that's where you have to start collecting doo-to-doo tubes. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what you called them as a kid, but we'd finish it and go, do-do-do, and it was our signal to mom that we were done. All right, so this goes here like this, and then this goes here. All right, so it's a little inertia demonstration. Fair enough? So your hand is going to go here. You're going to pull back. You're going to hit the pan.
Yes.
It's going to cause the energy to travel to the toilet paper roll. It's going to knock out of the way. The inertia of the egg holds it there for a second. Bam, falls in. And if you don't do it, I 11 more tries.
Okay.
Got it?
And we all right. make a big mess in the studio.
So you're going to be fine, right? So here we go. Just like this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hit it in.
Awesome.
You are awesome. How great is that?
That was pretty cool.
How great is that? Now, I think it'd be great if you did like 12 of them. And there was a guy years ago, a magician in the 1930s, that had a tray of like a dozen of them. And he'd line them up. And,
right.
and he got better response doing that than vanishing the elephant at the end. So thank goodness
no
now
kidding.
I don't have to vanish the
yeah.
elephant anymore.
Yeah.
Is that the weirdest thing?
So much easier.
The other nice thing that happened was the nice people at the Ellen DeGeneres Show allowed us to be able to use some pictures actually from the show in the book. So we're going to head back in the second week in October and kind of knock the whole thing off there and to try to do something a little bit bigger and better than we've ever done before.
Okay.
All right? You tell them about it. I'm going to set this up for the big finale. We'll see if I can drop three of them in. Fair enough?
Okay. All right. So you can find all of the information about Steve's great new book, which is out in stores now, plus all of his other experiments on our morning show webpage on 9news.com.
Are you
what
ready for this?
This, Steve?
This is three, all right? So let's just see if we can get three.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go, drum roll.
I'm impressed.
Yes!
Isn't that cool, guys?
See?
I'm impressed.
Ta-da! Thank you, you did it. This
Thank
is perfect.
You, Steve.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.